Sam Singh. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony.
How late were you up last night?
Well, we didn't get our last precinct result until a little bit after 1:30. Unfortunately, there were some snafus in Meridian Township, and we were waiting and waiting, and we got final results a little bit after 1:30 that we were victorious throughout the district.
All right, 69th district for state representative. On the Democratic side, you beat Susan Schmidt by almost 500 votes. What are your thoughts? What were you feeling when you did see the final results?
Well, it was a great honor. As you know, we've been running in this seat for over a year. I've been going door-to-door since March 23rd and just talking about my message about how we have to reinvest in Michigan to kind of reposition Michigan in a global economy. It's just a great honor to have the residents of this district choose me as their next nominee for the Democratic Party for state representative.
You know, Sam, I've been talking with you for at least a couple of years as I've been hosting this show, and you're always upbeat and happy and positive. And the last time we talked, you seemed a little irritated at the fact that the person you ran against, Susan Schmidt, had brought up the issue that you were taking money from outside the district. I never heard you that way before.
Well, it was a little disappointing. Both of our campaigns took money from out of district. Both of us took money from organizations like labor organizations and a few business groups. And for us in that last week to stop talking about the issues was a little bit disappointing. But at the same point in time, I was honored to move this process forward. Susan Schmidt is a great person in our community. She's done a lot for our community, and I just thank her for her service.
All right, so you're going to be going up against Susan McGillicuddy. Tell us what you know about her, and what are the differences between both of you?
Well, I've known Susan for a number of years. She's been the township supervisor and obviously ran for the seat, I believe, 2 years ago. We're going to continue on our message. We believe that Michigan isn't headed on the right track, that we have to move the direction of our state, that we have to reinvest in K-12 education and into higher education, that we have to be investing in our workers so we're competitive in a global economy. And it doesn't matter who made it through the Republican side. That was going to be our message in November, and we're going to look forward to having a very vigorous conversation over the next few months on the issues.
If you win and you get a chance to sit down and have a cup of coffee with the governor, what would you say?
Again, it would be that message. There is no reason why we had to cut higher education, in my opinion, by 15% 2 years ago, why we took $1 billion out of K-12 education. If we want to be successful, we have to look at what other countries are doing, and they're not cutting their higher education. They're not cutting their K-12. They're actually investing more. And to me, that is something that we have to take very seriously as a state. I'm glad that some business leaders have finally come around to that conclusion. A good conference was held in May where they talk about how higher education is becoming unaffordable for the average Michigan student, and we have to address these issues. We have to be competitive in a global economy.
So where do we get the $1 billion from to put back in education?
Well, we have to start looking at real issues. You know, for example, for years we've been not taxing internet sales. I've got businesses here in East Lansing, Hazlett, and Okemos, and other areas of the district that are paying sales tax on everything that they do. But if somebody is selling a good from out of state that competes with them, they're not paying sales tax. To me, that's millions of dollars that's not going towards the school aid fund. It's not going to local communities and revenue sharing. I'm pleased that the governor has acknowledged that in the most recent weeks and is looking at that as a way for us to generate revenue. There are a number of those types of solutions that have been on the table for years. We just not had the political will to move forward.
What stops legislators from moving forward on taxing the internet, do you think?
Well, I think, 15, 20 years ago, it was a new area. I understand why we didn't do that. I agreed with it at that point in time. But when I've got a business like the student bookstore here in East Lansing, and they're selling books, and they're struggling to make day-to-day ends meet for their company, and there's a company out of the state of Michigan who can sell these same books for 6% less because they don't have to pay the sales tax, because they're requiring the local student to pay a use tax, to me, that's not fair. And what I'm looking at is fairness in our tax policy. The governor talks about fairness in his tax policy, and this is one area that will help mainstream organizations or brick-and-mortar businesses here in Michigan, and that's something I want to make sure we protect our Michigan businesses from these companies from outside of the state.
All right, Sam, a final question for you. There will be Republican voters who will say, ah, we can't vote for that Democratic guy because all he's going to want to do is tax and spend our money on social programs, and we need to be focused on other areas. How would you respond to that?
Well, again, I think our campaign has resonated throughout this district about reinvestment. I don't think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat that you don't realize for us to be competitive, we have to have workers of tomorrow that are prepared. And the way we start at that is at K through 12 and higher education levels, and we have to be investing at the appropriate level. That's a message that I've heard loud and clear across the many months of this campaign, and it's resonating with both Republican and Democratic voters, and that's going to be our message for the next few months.
All right, Sam, did you stop and celebrate last night? It sounds like you're in campaign mode right now.
Well, we definitely had an opportunity to take our volunteers and our campaign staff and thank them for all of their work. But we had to remind them that this was just one step in our journey. We not only have to get through November, but my also goal is to make sure we get more Democrats in the state house so we can continue this message about how we reinvest in the state of Michigan. And I'm committed not only to winning this seat in November, but making sure I've got more Democrats in the state house across the state.
By the way, Sam, I understand you're engaged. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm engaged to a wonderful woman, Carrie Eversall. It's a big year for us. Not only did I have this campaign, and she's working on a number of great initiatives this fall, but we're getting married in December, and we're looking forward to that.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Tony.